Now on with more stories. A blaze in an historic building has been linked to a cannabis factory. Felled trees are carved into friendship benches, and a leisure centre switches on its solar panels.
A probe has been launched into whether a cannabis factory was the cause of a fire in an historic building. The blaze broke out at the former Cat and Fiddle pub in Magdalen Street, which is now flats. A police spokesman said that when investigators entered the building, they found 40 cannabis plants and hydroponics equipment worth thousands of pounds. This is the second alleged drug factory discovered in Magdalen Street in as many weeks. On May the 29th, a police bust found cannabis being cultivated in another building in the road. A cordon remains around the former pub.
The County Council's Trading Standards team has issued an alert after three different locals reported men with vans approaching their properties and offering roofing work. The first incident happened in North Elmham near Dereham. A man knocked on a door and asked if he needed a permit to park on the street because he was working nearby and had some scaffolding coming. While the man and homeowner were speaking on the doorstep, a second male accessed the roof of the property. The first male then told the homeowner he could see some loose tiles on the roof and offered to fix them for a reduced fee. The pair were told to leave and were seen walking back to a grey Ford Transit van. Another incident was reported in the Fakenham area in the same week. A man using a white Ford Transit van asked a homeowner if he could park on their drive while he was working nearby. During the conversation, the man told the homeowner he could see slipped tiles on their roof and showed them photos of the roof on a mobile phone. The third report, which also came from the Fakenham area, explained how three men using a white Citroen Berlingo van cold-called a property and offered a range of roofing work. A Trading Standards spokesman said, "Our advice is never deal with cold callers looking to undertake work on or around your property or agree to have work done by someone who is just passing. Never allow a cold caller access to your home, roof or garden, even if they are offering to do tasks for a small fee or free, and never pay for work before it is completed. When looking to have work done on or around your property, only deal with reputable companies you have researched and chosen yourself."
Timber from trees felled for duelling work on the A47 have been used to create animal-themed friendship benches for school pupils. Chainsaw artist Matt Darge has crafted the benches, complete with carved animals, including owls and squirrels, from trees chopped down for the work between Eastern and North Tuddenham. The idea of the friendship benches is that children who feel they need help, support or comfort can sit on the bench to get assistance from teachers or fellow pupils. The benches were presented to St Peter's Church of England Primary Academy, Mattershall Primary School and Dereham Netherd High School by officers from National Highways, the government company carrying out the multi-million pound duelling work on the Norfolk Road. The company says the gesture is part of its social value plan, which it describes as a commitment to make a positive difference to communities and the environment where it works.
Spudman is heading to Royal Norfolk Show for the first time this year after confirming the rumours to his 4 million followers. Ben Newman, the man behind the Spudman account, began promoting his jacket potato business on social media in 2021 from his house in Tamworth in Staffordshire. Announcing his upcoming trip to Norfolk on TikTok, Newman said, "I promised you lot that we would be at lots of shows this year. The Royal Norfolk Show runs at the Norfolk Showground near Norwich on June 25th and June 26th.
A project to install 724 solar panels across a carport and leisure centre roof has been completed despite concerns over the mini solar farm. Solar panels at Riverside Leisure Centre, which was installed as part of the project to make the centre on Wherry Road future-proof, have been switched on. But people living near the site have slammed the project, calling it ridiculous, with no thought given to neighbours. Construction of the solar panels, spearheaded by Norwich City Council, which runs the centre, began in February this year. It included work for a new roof at the city's only publicly accessible swimming pool and saw a number of disruptions to the car park while carport roofs were installed as well. To fund the £895,000 project, £520,000 was secured from the government and Sport England's £60 million swimming pool support fund, while the remaining £375,000 is being paid for by the City Council. Despite the Council's efforts to help the city reach net zero targets, people living near to the centre objected to the plans. One person living nearby said, "The plan is ridiculous and has been made with no thought towards those who live in proximity to the site." But at an event to signal the completion of the project, Emma Hampton, Deputy Leader and Cabinet Member for Climate and Environment for the Council, disputed the concerns, saying the economic benefits outweighed the visual impact. This will help cut costs for the leisure centre during a time when many across the country have had to close.